This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We continue with our football talk here on CBS Sports Radio. Ready to be joined right now by a good friend of mine, good friend of my show here in Houston, and he's been covering the NFL for over four decades. He has covered every snap of Deshaun Watson's NFL career, so I thought nobody better to bring on and chop it up with about Deshaun Watson and the NFL in general than the general himself. We call him that here in Houston. John McClain of the Houston Chronicle joining me. John, good evening. How are you?
I'm doing great. John, how are you?
I'm doing good, thanks, John. So how big a problem is this Deshaun Watson situation right now for the Houston Texans?
Well, it's all being leaked anonymously, and until Deshaun talks about it or until he tweets about it, he's not, like it was put out there today, he might sit out the season. Give me a break. Was he, because he wouldn't get credit for the season, then he wouldn't make his $35 million in 2022. He'd have to make 10. He's not going to be traded, and he's not going to sit out the season. He doesn't even met his new GM, Nick Casario, who's one of the most highly respected personnel guys in the NFL. He doesn't know who the head coach is going to be, and Casario comes to Houston with his own list of candidates. And so everything's still up in the air, but it makes good talk show and internet and online fodder at a time like this. Of course, in Houston, people are going crazy.
Yeah, they are. I mean, John, you were on Twitter this morning, just like I was, and Chris Mortensen had his report, which was really, I think, just repeating some of the things that we've already heard about Deshaun. So, I mean, it sounds to me like what you're saying is that for what looked like a five-alarm fire this morning, it's a few fewer alarms than a five-alarm fire right now.
All this could and may and might. The fact is, there is no way the Texans would trade Deshaun Watson. No way whatsoever. And as far as him being happy, we saw Nick Casario. I thought he did a terrific job in his Zoom. He was articulate. He was humble. He had a sense of humor. He has a plan. And I was very impressed with the way he talked. And I'm guessing when he talks to Watson, he'll be impressed with him. And then when they hire a head coach and the coordinators and the system, Watson will be pleased with that. Just remember, in March of last year, all these same things. Deshaun Watson wants to be traded because they traded DeAndre Hopkins. And I remember reading one national report predicting he would be playing with New England this season. So just more of the same. But, hey, it's great for clicks and it's great for attention, but Watson is not going anywhere.
John McClain joining me on CBS Sports Radio. John, I agree with you. He's not going anywhere. In part, he signed that big contract extension, so his leverage from that standpoint is mitigated. But let's assume for a second that he does have some degree of being disgruntled, and the reports are that he didn't get notified when Casario got hired as the general manager. If that's the case, that Deshaun, you know, his conversations with Cal McNair led him to believe that he would be kept apprised of things, and he found out about Casario on Twitter. Does he have a right to be angry at all, do you think?
If that's true, those are more anonymous sources. I want to hear Watson say it. He had a tweet when they hired Casario, said, some things never change. Then he took it down. And I'll say this, and Sean, this is my 45th year of covering the NFL. I've never seen a player consulted on a general manager hire, because players don't know what personnel directors are doing behind the scenes. Coaches, you can see it. You can see the strategy. You can see the results. And Casario's now driving his ship. He'll interview who he wants to interview. He'll hire somebody, recommend him to the owner, Cal McNair, and he'll sign off on it. And then it's at some point they'll be reaching out to Watson. But if Cal McNair told him, I will run this by you, and he didn't, then he deserves to be upset, of course, if that's what happened. But I want to hear from Watson, not from anonymous sources.
John McClain joining me on the show. John, are you surprised that Eric Bieniemy is not getting any interest from the Texans, especially considering that Deshaun Watson has been very open about his feelings of Eric Bieniemy as a potential head coach?
Watson was open about his decision because he was asked on a Zoom call what he thought about him. He praised the heck out of it. I asked him what he thought about Matt Eberflus. He praised the heck out of him. And Watson is the kind of kid who'll praise everybody if you ask him about him, because that's just who he is. He says his only goal is to win a Lombardi trophy. Nick Caserio's got six of them. He's got six replicas to go with his six rings. And so I think I would be impressed by that. But I think that Deshaun, once he comes back to the country, I'm guessing back to Houston because he's been out of the country on vacation, that he'll come in and they'll talk to him and talk him off the ledge if indeed he's on the ledge.
John, you mentioned it. You and I were both on the Zoom call with Nick Caserio the other day, and it was one of the stranger introductions for a general manager in that there were two questions about Deshaun Watson. That stands to reason. There was a question about J.J. Watt. That makes sense. There were four questions about Jack Easterby, who is an executive vice president of football operations, who I would imagine a big chunk of our audience may not know unless they read that SI article that talked about a lot of mistrust behind the scenes with Jack Easterby. How does this Easterby thing play out, do you think, now that Caserio is in the building there?
Well, I thought there were five questions, not four, but I thought at the time there were five, and you may be right, but it was unbelievable that Cal McNair and Caserio were. It wasn't really, because Caserio didn't sugarcoat it. He worked with Easterby for 6 years, said Jack helped him on a personal level about something, and they're friends, and they have a good relationship, and he will control personnel. And he said, we, meaning the personnel department and the coaching staff, will get together to make the best possible personnel decision. And Easterby won't be involved in that. Now, he's the executive vice president of football ops. Everybody on the football side has an opinion on players, and they give it. Otherwise, they wouldn't be on that side. But he's made no bones about it. He likes Easterby. And Cal McNair told me weeks ago the GM would decide the fate of Easterby, and Caserio is make sure Jack Easterby is there. But people here don't like him. They associate him with New England. They associate him with Bill O'Brien. That's why the only place the Caserio hire is not liked, because I've talked to people all over the country who've worked with him in New England, who've covered him, including our former Sports Radio 610 buddy Ted Johnson, who said, I think he's going to be a great general manager, but people in here don't like it because he's friends with Easterby and because he came from New England.
John McClain joining me on CBS Sports Radio. John, I think if you look at New England and you look at J.J. Watt, if J.J. Watt had the profile he has right now and he were playing for Bill Belichick, there's a good chance Belichick might have moved on from J.J. a year ago, let alone getting to the point where he's in the last year of his deal, just because of how Belichick kind of, you know, handles and treats players and swaps them out, you know, tries to, you know, buy low and sell high, that kind of thing. With that in mind, now that we know who the general manager of the Texans is going to be, it's going to be Nick Caserio. You've been steadfast all along that you think J.J. Watt is going to be back next year. Now that Nick Caserio is the GM, do you still feel as strongly about that?
Well, first of all, I never thought they'd go back to the New England well. I never put Caserio on my list of candidates. I got a couple of them right, but not Caserio. Yeah. But that's the way the Patriots do business. Now, he wants us to think, you know, he's going to be true to himself. There's going to be a Houston way. But if he operates the way they do with the Patriots, Watt will be gone, or he'll have a restructured contract or take a pay cut. And I know he's not going to take a pay cut. I thought all along he'd get, like, a restructured deal, give him a one-year extension, the lowest cap figure. But if indeed Caserio does it that way, then J.J. Watt will be traded. And if he is, I hope it's to Pittsburgh so he can be with his brothers.
God, John, how's that going to go if J.J. Watt gets traded? I mean, this you're here. You know, this town's ready. They're ready to burn the stadium down right now because of rumors about Deshaun being disgruntled. If they trade J.J. Watt, holy crap.
Well, first of all, it'll all be blamed on Jack Easterby, even though it'll be Nick Caserio doing it. But anything that happens to the Texans negative is going to be blamed on Easterby, including when they start losing. It's raining like crazy here, and I'm sure it's Easterby's fault. But Watt, I think if they were going to do that, if J.J. would come out and ask to be traded and say he'd like to go to Pittsburgh, I think fans here would understand it. But I don't know that Watt will do that. That doesn't seem like his M.O. based on everything we know about him over these last 10 years.
John, we got about a minute left. I want to circle back to Deshaun because that's the biggest story going on here right now. And do you think – look, I know you said he's not going to be traded. I agree with you. Deshaun's not going to hold out this season. I agree with you on that. Deshaun, if he's as mad as people say he is, though, does he have any sort of recourse to at least make things uncomfortable for the Texans in some way? And do you think he's wired to even do that?
Well, you and I have covered him since he got here, and I would say no. He keeps talking about he wants to win. He wants the Lombardi Trophy. Well, if you're trying to hurt the team somehow by holding out or not showing up, does that mean you're doing everything you can to win, especially when you have a $156 million contract? Knowing Watson the way we do, somehow it'll all be blown over like it did after the Hopkins trade. He didn't like that. Watt didn't like it. Nobody liked it. And Bill O'Brien got roasted for it and still does get roasted for it. But I think, based on what I've heard about Caserio, he'll be able to smooth it over. What he ought to get, when the Bucs are out of the playoffs, have Tom Brady call Watson and talk to him about Caserio.
Okay, there you go. And you get a reference from Tom Brady, from the GOAT, as they say. John McClain. John McClain is the GOAT, too. He's the general, and appreciate him jumping in. John, really appreciate you making time on a Sunday evening. Get back to watching football, and I'll talk to you on Wednesday here locally on the show.
Sean, thank you very much, and I look forward to it.
All right, good stuff, John. John McClain joining us here on CBS Sports Radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.